Welcome to our live episode of Dose of Pharma. Today, we're joined by Dalal, who is our pharmacy alumni, and Andrew, who is our PharmSci alumni. So before we get started, Dalal, would you be able to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. So I'm a pharmacy graduate. So I started in community pharmacy and I worked in community pharmacy for a couple of years. And then I moved into hospital pharmacy, where I was a clinical pharmacist and a compounding pharmacist. And now my current role is a clinical advisor at EML, so on behalf of WorkSafe.
Awesome. And Andrew, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, so hey, my name's Andrew. I'm a PharmSci grad. I started here in, I think, 2012 and graduated in 2015. I did honours at this institution as well, did PhD here as well, worked at Monash and in various other industry collaborations. And now I work for the TGA as a regulatory scientist, but I would identify as a research scientist.
So when you finish up high school, did you see yourself where you are today, or and did you know what you wanted to do back then? So we can start off with Dalal?
Yeah, sure. So in year 12, I was completely confused. I was either wanted to be a pharmacist, a graphic designer, a marketing executive. I had no idea what I wanted to do. I got into biomed at RMIT University, and I still had no idea what to do. And I used to help my grandfather with his medications. And I used to help put him in a Webster pack for him and all of that. And he was like, why don't you just try and get into pharmacy and see how you go? And then that's when I applied for Monash, and I've applied for pharmacy, and I'm really glad that I did because I'm enjoying it.
Oh, that's really nice. Yeah. It actually reminds me of it's not when I first started, because I decided to do PharmSci, and then I started my part-time job, and the first thing that I did was Webster packing.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, and then I slowly got into pharmacy. I wasn't really passionate about pharmacy back then at all, but then slowly got some recommendations and suggestions to switch into pharmacy. So now I'm finishing up my PharmSci degree and was looking into entering the grad entry pathway into pharmacy.
Oh, cool.
What about you, Andrew?
I definitely didn't see myself doing this in high school. I really wanted to be like a graphic designer in 2012. I think RMIT had like a particularly aggressive marketing campaign around then, and I was like, I can do that. I definitely couldn't. So I applied for a lot of different stuff. I actually ended up getting into science at Deakin, like a general bachelor of science. And that was really good for me because that was like very broad. You do a whole bunch of different stuff, and I sort of decided that I liked the healthcare orientated science more, like the biochem, synthetic chem, biology, physiology, all that fun stuff. But Deakin weren't really offering a great pathway out of that course as far as that healthcare focus went. And so I was just sort of like looking around for other things, and I actually applied for pharmacy here and I didn't get in. I got into PharmSci instead. And that was actually really important for me because it was much better suited to me. I just was a little bit like unsure as to whether I could hack doing a fundamental science course all the way to a completion. So I didn't really see myself doing this at all, but I wouldn't call it a standard pathway, but it certainly helped me get a bit more perspective along the way.
Yeah, you mentioned about doing Bachelor of PharmSci when you first started and that it was quite broad. So I was just interested to know how did you shift from doing something that's quite broad into doing something that's quite narrow? Because obviously I know that for our courses, for both the PharmSci and pharmacy courses at Monash here, everything is quite narrow, and then you have like a really intense focus on what you're doing. So
yeah, it's hard.
What was going on there? Yeah.
Well, what I haven't told you about is that it took me like 10 years to work that out. So I did a Bachelor of Science and that was like 2 years, and then I transferred into PharmSci here and was really happy with the move. But I think just thinking back to when I was in high school, like it's so overwhelming how many choices there are, and you're sort of presented with all these like very specific kinds of jobs. And you're wondering how to get to like that point, but really you've got to start super broad and sort of slowly narrow it down and work out what you don't like. And so eventually you sort of end up pointing towards something that you can be really happy doing as a career. And so it's about having the resources and having the people around you to help you make those decisions. And the PharmSci course has so much expertise in the area. That's really what made the difference for me.
Awesome. We could probably start with Dalal. Did you have any idea that your current job existed back then or like along your journey?
Oh, I had no idea, like no idea at all. My sister-in-law actually works for WorkSafe and she's like, oh, you know, we work with a lot of pharmacists and doctors.
Yeah.
And she's like, you should try and get in and look at like insurance and because they do hire like medical professionals. And I was like, no, they don't. And she was like, no, they do, they do. And I was like, oh, I don't know about that. And at the time I was at Monash, so I was working at Monash Hospital and it was really good. I was doing compounding and then I was doing my clinical training and I always wanted to be a clinical pharmacist and I actually didn't really enjoy it. I thought I would like absolutely love it. But it just wasn't for me, but I'm so happy that I tried. Otherwise it always would have been in the back of my head that I wanted to try it. And that's when I started looking and then I looked at like seek.com and I looked at all the pharmacy jobs and like I wanted to get into something a little bit different because I do have a business degree as well. I was looking at pharmaceutical science, like industries and yeah, this one came up and I applied for it and I got it and like I love it. It's really, really good. I never thought I'd be in that kind of that career. But yeah, I'm so glad that I tried and is working there now.
Yeah, that sounds amazing because I feel like there are so many potential pathways that you can go into in pharmacy. So it's not just simply like being a community pharmacist or clinical pharmacist working at hospital and doing 9 to 5. Because I slowly know that there are a lot of people who do like clinical trials where they can just like do focusing on paperwork and then work from home. Or you can be a locum pharmacist and then you're basically like a boss of your own and then you just work or pick up the hours that are more suitable for you. Or you can just be pharmacists who go into a patient's house and then check and go through all the medications. So there are a lot of opportunities out there. And Andrew, so how did you slowly found out about your current job or like where you are today?
Yeah, so when I started, I did not know what regulatory frameworks were. Turns out they're pretty important for how healthcare works in any country, especially countries like Australia. So, and I found out about how the TGA works and how, you know, I think the COVID issues that we've had have sort of made it obvious that there's frameworks in place and that we actually need to follow a lot of rules when we're authorising drugs to be sold in Australia. And so that's a very specific topic that you can really only learn about either doing like a bachelor's or a master's in that specific area. You can certainly do like Googling and stuff, but you don't really know what to look for necessarily. And so for me, that was about like, you know, learning within the course as well and just being open to like having a different career. I think some people go into bachelor's a lot of the time with a very defined idea about what they're going to get out of it and where they're going to be after it. And I think it's really important to just be much more open about it because you get exposed to so much stuff. Doesn't matter what course you're doing. It's not just this course. It's just any undergraduate. You're exposed to so many things that you just need to be open and interested. And for me, I found it pretty interesting to see how healthcare actually works in this country. And for me, that was the pathway to regulatory.
And how does your day typically look like?
We do a range of different things, but it's mostly just like reviewing invoices to see like what medications are relevant to like the worker's injury and seeing if it's like appropriate or if it's for another condition that's not related to their injury. We also have like an opioid project as well where we look at like high risk medications and we do reviews and we liaise with like psychiatrists and doctors and specialists, especially pain specialists, to see if like what other options there are to like reduce off to mostly reduce off opioids and try and reduce the risk that way. But yeah, it's mostly just like liaising with case managers and claim managers. We have a lot of allied health professionals that work with us as well. So we have like chiropractors, myotherapists, osteopaths, nurses, and yeah, we all kind of work together and like review the workers Yeah, the workers' claim, their treatment plan, and, yeah, how they're going.
So I guess for a career that's, like, more research-based or lab-based, you would expect to spend up to 4 to 5 days in the lab, and it could be, like, 6 to 8 hours in a lab, whereas if it's pharmacy or pharmacy-related, you would get to work with different people in healthcare. But I guess, like, the share thing between both careers is that you all get to interact with a lot of people and communicate with a lot of people, like scientists or health professionals or practitioners, and I think that's really fascinating.
It keeps you interested, that's for sure.
Yeah.
There's so many smart people around you and you just think, wow, I can learn so much. If you're someone who likes learning, if you're curious, then it's a great career to be in.
Yeah, absolutely. And even for pharmacists, I met pharmacists who are like 10 years of experience. And they said, no, there are a lot of things I keep to ask and keep to check with everyone because, like, you can't know everything and you will never be able to know everything.
No, and you're not expected to either.
Yeah,
you're expected to know
right.
how to work it out, I think, is the key thing.
I guess that's what's so good about this industry because there's always new information, new knowledge, new medications, new treatments.
Absolutely.
So always, always learning.
Now we're going to switch gear a little bit. So we're going to go way back to your probably like uni or when you first started the degree.
Mm-hmm.
So what part of studying in this course that was your favourite part? So maybe we can start with Dala.
Oh, my favourite part. Honestly, it's a great uni to go to. Like it's like the people here are so nice. Everybody helps each other out. The lecturers are so knowledgeable and the tutors just, it's so helpful. But honestly, it is, like, I found it difficult, but it does set you up, if that makes sense. Like, it sets you up for the future. I feel like when I first got into my internship, I was so knowledgeable and I was like, oh, thank God I went to Monash because, like, they just, although it was difficult and I did struggle, they, I learned so much, so it was really helpful.
Yeah. And Andrew?
Yeah, I completely agree with that comment. It's not an easy course.
Yeah.
Like, it is challenging and you will have to learn things you didn't think you'd have to learn. But moving into your first job, you just feel like you have it in you to do whatever you need to do. So I think what it was specifically about this course, just thinking about it in general, when I started, it was a lot smaller, you know, now it's a little bit bigger. But the smaller campus and the smaller university in many ways works to your advantage because you get way more one-on-one time with tutors. And you can actually go to lecturers, senior research staff, and talk to them about issues that you're having. It's actually really important. You go to a much bigger university, you just don't really get that kind of one-on-one attention. And if you're someone who likes the interaction, someone who's not necessarily used to working autonomously, which I guess given COVID, most of you probably are very used to that. I really like the human interaction. And for me, that was a huge part of it. I think also just following on from that, this university is very well thought of in the research community, just in terms of like its academic output. And that draws a lot of fantastic researchers to the university and, you know, by extension, fantastic lecturers and also fantastic PhD students who are going to be your tutors. So actually the quality is extremely high. Well, that's what I found in this university. And comparing that to my other university bachelor experiences, it really stuck out for me.
That's amazing. I 100% agree that it's hard. It's very challenging. But in saying that, we have like a small campus and it's pretty good in a way that everyone kind of like know each other, especially like, you know, all the people who are in the same course with you, you know, your lecturers, your tutors. And so you get a lot of like one-on-one conversations and you kind of like have more time and more attention to help each other out. And
yeah.
So I think that's
it feels a little bit like high school. I don't know what the cohort size is anymore. Does anyone... So like 150, 200? Yeah, so it's still pretty small. You compare that to like, you know, doing a Bachelor of Science at Melbourne, there's like 2,000 people or whatever doing the course. It's a very different experience. So you should be cognizant of that when you're choosing courses. You know, where would you function best? What do you like more?
Yeah.
So everybody ends up knowing each other. And
then,
and then you see them all like when you get into your career and you're like, oh, I went to uni with you. Like it's really good.
Yeah.
Everyone's like friends with each other. It's great.
And because at Monash, one of the only universities that do a very specific course of this nature, you go into the industry and you're like, it's just Monash alumni everywhere, and you're like, oh.
That's me.
Hey, man.
So how was it finding a job after you graduate and enter the industry or the academia research? Probably we can start with Andrew.
Yes, well, it was very easy for me because I'm a straight white man and with a university degree. So there were lots of jobs. I just didn't really know what to pick per se. Also, the course at the time, I don't know how much has changed since then, but at the time it was very, very industry focused. And so a lot of my research units at the end of my undergrad were very focused towards learning practical skills, like how to function in the lab, how to, you know, critically analyze data and that kind of stuff. And so it was pretty seamless for me, that transition. I ended up doing a year of like research work and then went back and did honours. And I think that speaks to the course and the breadth of the course, that I was able to go into like an industry collaboration lab, function perfectly, learn the skills I needed to. It's very scary getting your first job, but you know, you sort of work it out. And then also just transition seamlessly back into academia as well. You know, I sort of had the skills for both, which I think is probably the best part of the course.
And what do you think, Salah, what's your take on that?
Like getting a job after uni? Well, we go straight into our internship with pharmacy. So I was working at a community, I was working at Chemist Warehouse for like 4 years as a student, and then I did my internship there. So it was, wasn't too much of a change. It was very like, but it was good because the internship is quite difficult. So I was surrounded by people that I've worked with for like multiple years. So it was, it was a really good decision.
And pharmacy, you do a lot of practical stuff at the end, right? You're like practical exams and
yeah,
things like that.
Yeah, so you just practice at work. Like, it's great.
Just to add, I don't know if there's an internship in our course anymore, but there was when I did it, and it was like the best thing. I got my job from the internship, and I think a lot of people in my cohort did. And from there, you know, it's all about foot in the door. People know you, and you can sort of go from there. So it was really, really helpful.
And I think for pharm sci, we don't have internship, but we have like placement. So especially like at the end of third year, we have like, depending on which course you're doing, we could have 4 or 8 weeks placement, and that really sets you up for the future. And I know quite a few of my friends, they kind of like secured their part-time job and potentially their full-time job after graduate as well.
Yeah, I honestly think in my cohort, it would have been like the vast majority of people actually got their first role from that placement. You know, it wasn't designed to be your first job from the placement, but just because you're in there and the course is setting you up to be, you know, to excel in that role as a graduate, they just think sort of, why wouldn't they want to retain the skills? Because they spend 2 months teaching you things.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, absolutely. So how do you see your field evolving over the next few years or the next decade and where it might be heading to?
Yeah, what do you think?
Oh, full-on question. Like with pharmacy, I feel like even now they're getting more, like pharmacists are getting more involved in like helping with prescribing more like over-the-counter medications, being involved in that. But yeah, I think there's like so much growth for pharmacy. Like there's so many opportunities.
What about you, Andrew?
Do you think more like in the short term, in Victoria, there's certainly a lot of biotech companies. There's not a huge amount of big manufacturers in Victoria, but there's a lot of biotech. There's a lot of research. There's the Baker Institute, there's the Burnett, there's Melbourne Uni, there's Bio21, WeHi. There's all these places that are employing like amazing research scientists. So in terms of like career prospects, it's only growing in Melbourne, and Melbourne's becoming... well, it always was a hub, but it's really playing to its strengths, and the Victorian government are supporting that. So it's really cool time to be in the industry.
Sorry, I just want to say one thing as well, because I know you did ask how is it hard finding like graduate positions in pharmacy? It's not hard at all. Like, it's not hard. I get offered a job like every 2 weeks. Like, I'm not even joking. I get my brother being like, "Oh, I met this pharmacist. They're looking for pharmacists." And I handed them your number. And I'm like, "I don't want any more jobs." pharmacy is like a great industry to go into, especially in this day and age, like after post COVID. There's so many opportunities available, so many different pathways into so many different careers. I think they're utilising pharmacists a lot more in very different industries, like especially work cover. Like, it's such a specific industry, but I feel like they know how much of an asset a pharmacist can be to the organisation. So, yeah.
What advice would you give to your high school self?
Oh my god. No, you go first.
And not to stress too much about I feel like in high school you want to be like, oh, this is exactly what I want to be, this is what I want to do, this is the job I want. I feel like you just have to go in to your course with an open mind. Even if you don't like your course, like 1 year in, you can change, you can swap, you can go into, there's so many different pathways to do what you want. Even if you're like more business minded, but you got yourself into pharmacy, so many business jobs that you can do, like pharmacy related. If I was to go back, I'd just be like, don't stress too much about what exactly you want to do, because you have no idea. Honestly, you have no idea.
Yeah, I think you kind of crave the direction when you're leaving high school, because it's so open-ended. You're like, I just need something to work towards, and you're not really sure which. My advice would be, maybe if I had to give my former self advice, I think trust your gut a little bit more. A lot of the time, you're very aware of what you don't know about the courses that you're going into and that kind of stuff. And you can be understandably pretty anxious about it. You're like, am I making the right decision? The important thing is there's so much flexibility once you get into the university system. So there's no courses that are set in stone. You have to do this and that. You know, you can always transfer. You can do whatever. I think the other thing as well is that you need to, like, you're mostly here with your parents. You need to look at your parents and give them a big hug and say, thank you so much for all of your advice, all of your perspective. I need that so much to make this decision, but I'm going to make the decision for me. You need to really think about what you want. And if you start a course and you don't like it, you need to just say, look, this is not something I want to do, and change. And that's completely okay. So many people do that. So I think advice for high school leavers is trust yourself, use your parents as a resource, but not all the time.
And I think that sums up into guidance comes from within.
Correct, yeah.
And last question, it might sound similar, but I think it will be a little bit different, is that was there anything that everyone around you kept telling you to do, but then if you could go back, then you would tell yourself not to do?
Honestly, like, my parents were guiding me towards pharmacy. They're like, you have to do pharmacy, it's so good, such a good career. And I want to be like a fashion designer, a graphic designer, who knows? Like, I would just... and they're just like, oh, just look into it, it's actually a really good job. I'm like, oh, I'm not sure.
Oh my God, they were right.
Sorry?
They were right.
Yeah, but they were right. And then when I got into pharmacy, I was like, wow, this is hard. And I really, really enjoyed the course. Like, the course was so interesting. And halfway through, I was kind of like, oh, I'm not sure whether I want to, like, continue with pharmacy or not. And I was like, you know what, I'm in second year, I'm just going to finish it off. And I finished it off, and it was, like, the best thing I ever did. Like, I'm so glad that I stuck with it and I graduated, and, yeah, I couldn't see myself in any other career. I did try and do like, business, go into marketing for a bit, and I was like, I don't feel like I'm helping anyone.
Yeah.
You know, like, I wanted to go more into the health field, and it made me appreciate pharmacy so much more, actually. I'm so glad I stuck with it, because I'm loving it at the moment. So even though I did get a bit of pressure to go into science and pharmacy, I ended up loving it for myself anyway. So, yeah, it was really good.
So the question was,
what would you tell yourself? You would tell yourself not to do.
I think... the prevailing attitude when I was in high school, and keep in mind this was like a country town, not in Melbourne, so I was pretty removed from the university system, and was that everyone sort of said, you just need to go to a big university with the most prestige, pick the most prestigious university you possibly can and just get in and then just sort of work it out. But I think that's really the wrong way to go about it. I think if you find a university that's offering a course that you want, you should just do it. And I think in today's age, it really doesn't matter what kind of university you go to necessarily, as long as you're getting value out of it and you're committed to getting value out of it. If you turn up and you're not really about the course, it doesn't really matter what university you're at, you're not really going to come out of that course with valuable skills, because you're just not going to be engaged. So for me, I think a lot of people were just like, you just need to find a big university and go there. But I think, you know, you've got to find something that you connect with, and finding something you connect with is really difficult, and doing the research is important on that. And props to you guys for coming to open days and that kind of thing, because it can be a bit tedious, but this is the only way you can really find out what the course is offering and if you think you'll connect with it. So yeah, that's my advice.
Thanks, Della, and thanks, Andrew, for coming along. And thank you so much, everyone, for being here in person today. And thank you for all our audience who are listening to us online. And I hope that through our conversation today, we've gained a lot of insights into career pathways in pharmacy and pharm sci. And hopefully you'll be able to navigate yourselves in your own journey. Thank you.
Sosa Pharma acknowledges the traditional custodians of the various lands throughout Australia on which we connect today, and pays respect to elders past, present, and future.